My world is empty without you, babe. The Supremes. That's number four this week in New York City. And let's see, Brian, I wanted to ask you this. So you've been in New York just actually today. You got in very, very early this morning, like
that's right,
3 o'clock in the morning. No, it was yesterday, actually.
We ended up in New Orleans.
Overnight. And what happened in New Orleans?
Well, we left Mexico City, and we were coming to New York direct. What do they call it? Non-stop flight.
Right.
And we ended up in New Orleans for about 2 or 3 hours.
And there's a huge snowstorm.
In Kennedy, it was shut for...
Yeah, they closed it down because there was no visibility. You couldn't see anything.
We had a fantastic landing at Kennedy Airport.
What do you call that? I'm ready to hear
We were coming along, I don't know much, I don't know where we were, over Manhattan, I guess, or somewhere. Anyhow, we were over New York. And we're just coming along, we suddenly dropped about 1,000 feet, you know, down.
Oh, wow, man. You mean you hit like an air pocket?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah.
That's
going at 600 miles an hour, you go 600 miles plus something else down.
If that happened to your leader boy, he would chicken out, man, because I cry a lot of these things.
Well, I was hit by a toaster or something, and we happened to be sitting here, you know, down the end near the hostess. And she fell all over.
Listen, you've been in England. I have never been there. Is this your first trip to America?
Yeah.
Very first.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to England. I've heard about this guy. There's a guy on that little tiny ship that's upstream there, the old converted German U-boat.
Never heard of it.
That Radio London, is that the one with the barnacles on it and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Ugly looking ship,
yeah.
Right. There's a guy on there at night. I've heard this. Somebody told me, I don't know if it's true or not. The guy named, was it Mark Roman? Is that the guy? I was told that in order to look more manly, he wears a chest toupee. Is that true? No, I heard that, man.
It's dead right. Yeah.
I heard that, and I heard it's blonde. He's got black hair, but he wears a blonde chest toupee because he thinks blondes have more fun. That's kind of ridiculous, man. But he's a loser anyway, and I get him, because only the guys on Carolina, good guys and their swingers and their winners, man. Let's do the duck now, Jackie Lee. Oh, man, what a nutty sound doing a duck. There's Jackie Lee here. Former sure shot that made good, a former Jack Spector bell ringer. Well, up for you, Bobby there. I thought I'd catch him cold, and he gave me a little echo chamber. Nutty, Bobby. I was just talking to Brian. I'm always talking, man. I got a big mouth. That's my hang-up. And, pardon me, I was just asking Brian and Rod Roddy over here, Rod, who's a disc jockey at WKBW in Buffalo, New York, how they got together. They didn't know each other, I take it, before your trip, Brian.
No, we got on the plane. Well, we were waiting at Mexico City for this plane, and we met. We sort of standing next to each other.
An immigration line, for our passports. And this fellow with an advertising agency, J. Walter Thompson, here in New York, was standing, and I said that we were going to be late, you know. And he said, "Well, what difference does it make?" And I said, "Well, I must be back on the air."
Well, he was stoned out of his bird. What does it make, man? Who cares? I'm stoned out of my bird. Forget it, there,
And he says, "Well, I'm in radio too." Brian said that, and I said, "Oh, really? It's a small world." So there we all were, and nobody knew anybody else, and all four of us were in the same position.
Yeah, so that's
his wife was in radio too, I suppose.
You realize, of course, Rod, that Radio Caroline, I hate to say this, is not legal. You know that?
Well,
we're illegal. I hate to tell you that, friends, but
I love it.
Can I use the word?
What? No, we're just not legal, man. But I think we will be someday soon because, you know, the people will speak and make their wishes felt. Am I going to be in trouble now? They can't touch me, man. I'm not even there.
Back.
Forget it. Can I be extradited from my own country?
I feel like Lenny Bruce not being able to get into London.
That's right. That happened to Lenny.
Yeah.